Welcome back to the National Defense. We are joined today by a legal bulldog, former Texas Bureau Chief of Special Crimes Unit, and a prosecutor who is starting in a new series on Oxygen True Crime. We're joined by Kelly Sigler. She's got Prosecuting Evil coming to a TV screen or a smartphone device near you. And Kelly, it says here you've tried 68 murder cases in your career. How many of those did you win?
Well, I didn't lose any of them. One was a hung jury and the rest were guilty.
Wow.
So, you know, that it's just from being prepared, from having the facts, from hopefully doing the right thing, and it turns out the way it's supposed to.
Now, how many years was that over? For, 68 murder trials, that's no small task.
Well, we're in Houston, in Harris County, Texas, so unfortunately crime is pretty busy here, so we got really good at doing our jobs because of the quantity of cases that we had. I started as a prosecutor when I was 23, and I left the office when I was 45, so 21 years of doing all that, working with the best, which is what Prosecuting Evil is about. It's those cases. You remember 20 years ago, true crime was not what it is today.
No.
So there are a lot of cases from back then with people that I worked with and families that I lived with and walked through the criminal justice system. Their stories have never been told. So those are the stories that we're trying to highlight and hopefully get people excited to hear about.
Well, you had a lot on your plate. As we mentioned earlier, the Bureau Chief of the Special Crimes Bureau, which included Major Offenders Division, the Major Fraud Division, Identity Theft Division, Asset Forfeiture Division, and Consumer Fraud Division. But, I mean, the murder cases, that's the big thing. And you got nicknamed the Giant Killer. Why was that?
I just think it was because as a girl in the courtroom that wasn't afraid and didn't back down and took on big defense lawyers, which we'll show you about on Prosecuting Evil 2. Four of the cases from the show were mine, and two of them are against very prominent lawyers down here. And just not being afraid, not being scared. And I hope that the show can also show a lot of the ladies out there how you don't need to be scared. You don't need to be afraid. If you're prepared and you have the facts on your side and you're ready to do your job, it's all going to be okay. So there's that aspect, too. I think that true crime is a big thing now because women like to figure things out. They like to pay attention to the detail. They have great memories and recall. They make the best witnesses at trial sometimes. And they're dragging their boyfriends and their husbands into the living room to watch crime shows now, which hopefully will make our audience even bigger and make more people interested in how we do things in the real world. And your viewers live in the real world, even a more real world than what I'm working with. And I think that we appreciate keeping it real. We don't need the bullshit. Tell me how it works. Tell me if I have the evidence. Let's see if we have enough to go to court. And that's what we did.
And do you think part of bringing the boyfriends, the husbands in to sit on the couch to watch these true crime shows is say, hey, you better behave. Watch yourself. This is what can happen.
I don't know, because I've met a lot of husbands that end up liking it, and you can still tell that there are still a lot that are kind of reluctant. So I guess it kind of depends on the man, but it is definitely usually the woman that's the motivating factor with these shows. I get that, and you know, we're acknowledging that.
We're joined by former Texas Bureau Chief of Special Crimes, Kelly Sigler, who's appearing in Prosecuting Evil with Kelly Sigler. Not appearing, you're hosting the darn thing on Oxygen True Crime. What was the most challenging case that you undertook and clearly were successful with?
I had a lot. I mean, there were so many that were challenging for different reasons. Sometimes it would be the judge. Sometimes it would be the defense lawyer. Sometimes it would be the facts. Sometimes it just depends. It's a crazy career.
Yeah.
It's a crazy career. And you learn a lot every single day.
You've lectured all over the United States with topics like jury presentation, arguing effectively for a death sentence, how to pick a jury. Did you prefer jury trials?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of what I lectured was telling people, everybody hates lawyers. Don't get up there and be a sanctimonious, four-syllable talking juror. Be real. Talk to jurors in a real way and be sincere and don't talk down to them like so many lawyers do. Because I was on a jury myself when I was in college. And I remember thinking, I hate those lawyers. They think we're all a bunch of hicks and rednecks and they're talking down to us. and I'm never going to be like that as a lawyer. And I think that that works, and I think that it's been part of the reason why I was able to do what I did, because I try to understand how people think and feel and keep it real. Always keep it real, and people are going to respect that.
Well, the premiering November 18th on Oxygen True Crime, 8 p.m. Eastern. What should we look for in the very first episode? Is this like, is every episode a one particular case, or how does the show flow?
Yes, every episode is about one case. There are 10, four of them are mine, six are from other prosecutors and agencies around the state. Everyone, the cool thing we realized when we got all done is that all 10 are so different from mm-hmm. each other. Like the last one, number 10, is about the Durst case, and that one is actually about why the jury got it wrong on their verdict down here in Galveston County in that trial. And the first one is about a case that I tried where a woman tied her husband to a bed and stabbed him to death 193 times after pretending she was going to make love with him. And I brought the bed into the courtroom during the trial to demonstrate to the jury up front and personal exactly how she killed him and set him up. And that became a controversial thing. So we're starting with that one, but all the ones in between, all the way through, they're all different, very different, and you're going to learn something, and it's going to break your heart, and I hope you're going to be impressed too. So I think every case is special, and I think people are going to like it, because people like to be told the truth about mm-hmm. the way it works, and that's what this is all about.
So four of the cases are yours. Which did you enjoy more as the host, looking back at your own cases or at other prosecutors' cases?
You know, that's a good question. No one's asked me that. I think I felt a whole lot less pressure when they weren't mine. So I got to sit back and just hear the story and watch the interviews and let it play out for me more as a viewer. When they were mine, I was more worried about how's my family doing being interviewed? How do they feel about going through all this? Because wait till you see the second one. And I went to meet my family that was stabbed but survived in 2004, and I haven't seen her for almost 20 years, going back and seeing her and making sure she was okay to talk about it. First of all, seeing if she even wanted to talk about mm-hmm. it. You know, it feels kind of funny asking people, do you want to talk about what we did in trial all those years ago? So the pressure is more and different in a whole bunch of different ways. It was a lot easier to do other people's cases than my own, to be honest with you, which I did not expect going into this at all.
That's interesting. I want to say, yeah. if you think you're going to get lucky with the wife or the girlfriend, she ties you up to the bed and then stabs you once, that's bad. 192 more times, that's just piling on. You know, you don't necessarily,
exactly.
the harm has been done. So any last thoughts, or where can they find information on you when they're not watching you on Oxygen True Crime?
Well, I would say to your world that is doing all that they can to help the country be a better place, Prosecuting Evil is going to be speaking to you, because we're trying to do the right thing too. And also Cold Justice, where we go around the country solving unsolved murder cases with local law, trying to help make the world safer on that show too. Keeping it real and telling the truth, that's what both of these shows are about. And the new show comes out next Saturday on the 18th at 7 o'clock on Oxygen.
Well, I think Oxygen's done a good job of picking a host for this show. I mean, with all the, like you said, there's true crime. You can't swing a cat without hitting a true crime podcast or a TV show somewhere. But, you know, 68 murder cases, no losses, you know, 20 death penalty cases, only one didn't go the death penalty. I mean, you clearly have got the chops for this, and I think they're lucky to have you. Again, premiering November 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Oxygen True Crime. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir, Nate. Thank you.
You've been listening to The National Defense.